from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 1 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo. Topping our report this hour, a memorial is being held today for a young New York State Parks Department employee killed while fighting a wildfire on the border of New York and New Jersey. 18-year-old Dariel Vasquez had been deployed to Sterling Forest in Orange County. He was killed when a tree fell on him Saturday afternoon, according to the New York State fire officials. He was a graduate of Ramapo High School, and today's memorial is being held at the Ramapo High School baseball field. Meantime, an Ocean County man charged with starting that major wildfire in Jackson.
According to the Ocean County prosecutor, 37-year-old Richard Shishady was charged with arson on Friday. He's accused of starting the shotgun wildfire that has consumed hundreds of acres in Jackson Township. An investigation at a local gun club found Shishady had shot a Dragon's Breath 12-gauge shotgun round that is known for igniting when used. The flames caught a nearby berm on fire, starting the blaze. The Brick Township man is being held at Ocean County Jail. Rick Rickman, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
Meantime, New Jersey fire officials say the Pompton Lakes wildfire that broke out Friday night is now fully contained. The blaze burned at least 180 acres. President-elect Donald Trump is naming former ICE director Tom Homan as his border czar. On Truth Social late Sunday, Trump announced Homan will be joining his administration and will be in charge of the nation's borders. Earlier this year, Homan promised to run the biggest deportation force this country has ever seen if Trump got elected. The border is one of the top issues Trump addressed while campaigning. Polls also found immigration to be one of voters' biggest concerns this election. October was a big month for Mercer County. More money was secured for the Trenton Mercer Terminal Replacement Project, and there was a groundbreaking for the future air rescue and fire station. County Executive Dan Benson says the goal with the terminal is to take what we currently have and make it better.
But once this is done, it'll be very much like any other modern terminal where you go through the very ease of going through TSA at our site because it's a smaller airport. And then you can, when your flight arrives, you'll be able to go right from your gate into the plane.
He says the existing terminal will stay in service while the reimagined terminal is being built, so expect no service disruptions. There's no timeline for the new terminal's completion. NJ1015.com is your source for breaking news. Download our free app to get breaking news alerts sent to your phone. Turning cooler, and we need more rain. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrell's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. After starting today with rain, glorious rain, that's it. We've got more almost completely dry weather coming up, and we're looking ahead to another round of tumbling temperatures too. Emerging sunshine this afternoon and staying mild for now. Highs in the upper 60s to around 70. Little breezy today and tonight too. Lows drop into the mid 40s overnight, mainly clear and dry. Tomorrow's going to be a blustery day. Sunny, windy, and much cooler. Highs only make it to around 50 to 55. Mostly sunny on Wednesday. Highs only around the 50-degree mark. I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Right now in Berkeley Heights at 65. Manalapan is 70. Salem is 71. Weather brought to you by MyPillow. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty. Plus, they're extending their 60-day money-back guarantee for all orders placed between now and December 25th. Go to MyPillow.com and use promo code Jersey. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York.
Not New York.
Not Philadelphia.
Not Philadelphia.
We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.